Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
He is the mustard man.
He comes from down away and I can see.
Okay,
I'm a wet head man today.
He's
as
back
well.
On mustard teas.
Yes. Do us a favour, subscribe to the Sloppy Joes podcast. And we've got a lot of lovely messages at the minute, haven't we?
From, can we get straight into this?
Well, I just saw all the lovely messages about, you know, we essentially chat rubbish for an hour a week.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to people and we don't overlook those messages.
Honestly, I got a bit emotional earlier. Me and Ethan were talking about this. But just people saying how much the show means to them and people going through a tough time and that sort of thing. And it's a bit navel-gazing of us to talk about it.
Oh.
But, you know, is there a case to be made that we are not gods as a, you know, but sort of what's one but demigod?
I've got an idea. Ethan, Google. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. Yep, I am here.
Can you Google when the Pride of Britain is?
Yeah.
We're deaf all
for I'd like one of them.
Yes, imagine that.
Oof.
Like some sort of war veteran handed us a prize because we've just been keeping people going all these years.
You knock him out of the way.
No, I won't knock him out of the way.
That's what you said in the group chat.
What a week it's been, by the way.
What a week.
We've got lots to talk about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of days of the year, having Pancake Day into Valentine's Day was two of the most extreme back-to-backs I've experienced.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
It's has it ever happened before?
You know, the history books can probably tell us yes, maybe once or twice, but in my lifetime,
I don't remember. Remember the sort of Oppenheimer Barbie thing? I know they came out the same day, but this was almost that. And theoretically, then, is it possible for Valentine's Day and Pancake Day to be the same day? I mean, dare I say it? Is that fucking allowed? Imagine.
Well, obviously,
that.
It would have been the same day. But we've got a leap year, haven't we? Is that right?
I don't know. Maybe the leap year dragged it closer.
Yeah, maybe it dragged it closer.
Because you now between so it's 40 days in it from Pancake Day to Easter.
Yeah.
To represent the 40 days that Jesus spent in not IKEA. Where
yes,
was it?
It's called Shrove Tuesday. He spent 40 days in IKEA.
Where
wasn't
was it?
A thing. If you had to spend 40 days in a shop, would you go IKEA?
Well, it's basically a big house, so yes. And it's got a restaurant. IKEA, I think, is literally the best choice you can possibly pick for that question.
Yeah.
If you had to spend 40 days in any shop, what would it be?
Do you know what? Back in the day, it would have been Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Now that would have
starved to death within a week.
Now you just eat the chewing gums in the machines.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The little. Do you remember when you had like the Cadbury's brought out a little toy where you had like chocolates and you pay for it and one would come out and you felt like a mini vending machine.
Like a little till.
Fill up on that for 40 days.
Yeah, that's true.
We've lost our minds already. We're two minutes in. How you been?
I've been really well, actually. I've been good. I went to my cousin's for the Super Bowl. We sort of tracked and covered that almost pre-wise, didn't we, last week?
Yeah.
We talked about what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It all went to plan, man. The chicken wings were a hit.
Lovely.
This year.
And the actual game itself?
Slightly boring. It was a bit boring until the third quarter. Then there was loads of points. But me and my cousin were so, and his partner as well, we were all three of us were so sure that the Chiefs were going to win. And you know, sort of dejected a bit by it.
Yeah.
They weren't really the favourites, but they've got that like Real Madrid thing where even if they're not the favourites, they still usually win because they're just so good at it. And they won in overtime and we're all disappointed and getting mad at each other. And stuff.
Overtime, is that like about extra time in football,
yeah. So it was a tie at full time. So they both get one play each, one
what
rush
happens?
Down the
Did
field.
Did they have penalty shootouts in
American I don't
know football.
What the next step after that is. If it was still a draw after that, I don't know. Maybe they just slice
that
the trick.
Good, that
they probably get like some world strongman like Hulk Hogan to smack the trophy over his knee, and you get half each.
Oh, that'd be quite nice.
That would be nice.
Did you watch the Super Bowl, Ethan?
Oh well, I, unlike Joe, decided to go to work. And I also had work the next day early in the Monday. However, I did escape work. And when I did, I went to Printworks. Where
I'm saying the word
he's
work.
He's got a lot of works kicking about,
so
isn't
much
it?
Work.
Well,
like Azalea.
I worked myself down in the Printworks, you see. And there I found...
He worked himself down. Good lad.
The Wetherspoons.
Wetherspoon. That wouldn't be showing the Super Bowl, would it?
No, for it wasn't. But it was shown the AFCON final just beforehand.
Ah, nice.
So watch that in there. And then the rest of my pals were going to the beer keller. But you see, this was a ticketed event. For I didn't have a ticket, so I couldn't go. Or could I?
No.
Did you go?
Well, I got in the queue.
Oh, no. This is him trying to jib into Wembley again.
He always does this. And then he ends up fighting an old bloke. And he makes out like people don't like him because he's short, when actually he just makes bad decisions that make people want to twat you.
Well, when I was in the queue, we saw that there was a stamping system. There's names written down. The names get stamped off, rather than the wrists, when people are a certain amount of people can come in. And you see, I was, as the queue was going down, I was thinking, oh, I've not got a chance here. And then I saw a group of lads come down from the outside, and I said to the security guy, how can these go in front of us? He went, they're already in, mate. They've just been for a smoke. So I thought, why can't I be a smoker? So I just walked past everyone, acting like I'd just been for a fag, and then I went in.
But didn't they go, but hang on a sec, obviously you can't come in because I've just told you that these lads had come in for a smoke, and as soon as I said that, you walked to the front and pretended you were also smoking.
He was at the top of the stairs, the security guards, and was not in contact with the ones down the bottom. So put on a brave face.
How long did you stay out for then?
Smart, well done, Ethan.
Well, thank you. I stayed out till the coin toss, where I put £22 on tails and it was heads.
What a stupid man.
What a shit bet that is. Yeah. A bet that ends, regardless of whether you win or lose, before the game starts.
That's how
you really build suspense throughout a game, isn't it?
So that was good. Pancake day, did you do much?
Waffles.
What? Pardon?
It's basically the pancakes, crispy brother, isn't it?
You didn't make a waffle, did you?
I made waffles.
On pancake day?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that, for some reason, that feels wrong.
Do you want to know what the actual truth?
Huh.
I actually made, I sort of bookended pancake day with two lots of waffles. I made waffles the day before pancake day and the day after, as almost some sort of a slap in the face to pancake day itself.
Why?
Because I love waffles, right? Now, they are better than pancakes, without a shadow of a doubt.
It's an odd one.
Because the batter is the same. It's the flavour of the batter is the same batter. Yeah. The thing with a waffle that you don't get with a pancake is that crisp. And the ability, and this is crucial, because sometimes you make more batter than you think you're going to. The ability to reheat. Pancakes are so shit if you reheat them. Okay. You can't really reheat them. Whereas a waffle, pop it in the toaster.
What? You're fucking mad, you. So you're making waffles all week?
Yeah, to my grandpa's old recipe. Got it out of the
what
little
mean, card.
Grandpa?
I thought it was just milk, fucking eggs and flour.
Well, no.
What did he do differently?
Buttermilk. Spunk. Cut that. So you put in buttermilk in there, but because you can't really get buttermilk in England very much, you put in vinegar in milk to start to get it to curdle a little bit.
Oh, here we go. He's talking rubbish again.
No, he's not.
What do you mean you put in vinegar in milk?
It works.
Not buttermilk.
Well, not quite, but it's a way to replicate. It's a way to replicate the flavour of buttermilk. But here's Grandpappy's special tip. You know, I like to give you tips. I gave you the curry tip.
Yeah, you do.
Here's Grandpappy's special tip. What you do is, before you put the batter in, you open up your waffle iron. Hello. I've got a waffle iron, don't worry about it. Bacon. You cut some little miniature strips of bacon onto the waffle iron. Close it. Let the bacon cook. Let the grease come out of the bacon across the waffle iron. Nice. Let it get a little crispy. Open it back up. Then you pour your batter on top.
Nice.
Close it again. Not only have you got that bacon fat kind of flavour pervading the pancakes, you've also got bacon within the pancakes themselves. It is
that is delicious.
Fucking
that
exceptional.
Delicious.
It's really good. You'd like it.
Pancake day for you, Ethan?
Oh, I realised very late on, almost so that it was 5 to midnight. So there was no time.
So what?
When you say almost so, do you mean it was 5 to midnight?
It was.
So it wasn't almost so 5 to midnight then, was it?
So you didn't have any? That's upsetting.
I saw a thing on Twitter of the Moose from Talk Sport. The Moose.
Chocolate Moose?
No, he's a man, but he's a moose.
Are you a man or a moose? Be honest.
He calls himself the Moose, and he's a growing man.
Pathetic.
So take that for what you will. And he posted a picture of pancakes with tuna fish in it, and he said that's his one.
Fuck off. Nah,
No, I'm not. I'm all up for having a laugh. I'm all up for experimenting. I like a pancake with a bit of cheese on it.
Yeah.
I like a savoury ham and cheese, the classics. Get tuna mayo out of my fucking face, man. Did you have pancakes? Surely.
No.
So I didn't have them, although I sort of flanked it with crepes, with waffles, which I think is pretty much as good.
Yeah.
Ethan completely crashes out. It's all down to you. The myth, the mustard.
Pancake day this year, it sort of ruined my trip away.
Yeah.
So I've been in Galway for the last 3 days.
Oh, and don't we fucking know it, by the way?
It was all...
We need to talk about that. Anyway, go on.
And it was only on the Monday, as it was tipping into Tuesday, that I realised I wasn't going to be at home in my own comfort. Tossing a pancake.
At the pancake station. Because people don't know this.
Pancake station.
You've got a spare bed. Well, it was a spare bedroom that you turned into. It's sort of a revolving sort of whatever the next big festival is. It becomes that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's always got work. He's always got builders in. So the turnaround between Pancake Day and Valentine's Day was a sight to behold.
Are you feeling?
So sometimes it'll be, you know, an Independence Day room. Sometimes it'll be a Halloween room. Da, da, da. Obviously, you know, St. Patrick's Day room. They'd put in the pancake room before you realised you were going away. So you must have been gutted, because by the time you got back, it was a Valentine's Day.
I know, I couldn't believe it. I normally let a little bit of a hangover for each one.
Did you still smell the maple syrup that had been clad in the walls?
Never, couldn't smell anything.
So annoying.
I don't use maple syrup. I use Nutella, pure Nutella.
Do you?
Yes. We've got a new sponsor, Joe! Hey. This is very exciting, as the Sloppers welcome Surfshark.
Hello, Surfshark. I like surfing. I like sharks.
Imagine if you saw a shark surfing.
On a surfboard. Well, that's basically what you get with Surfshark VPN, isn't it?
Now, for those who don't know, Joe, the words VPN, what does it mean and why is it so bloody good?
If I'm honest, I don't know what the letters mean, but I do know what it means. It means online internet security.
Yes.
Not just do you get extra security, your IP address isn't being tracked 24/7 like it is normally.
Mm-hmm.
You also get access to loads of great content when you're not in the country that you're from.
Yes,
indeed.
You know,
when you go on holiday and you want to watch a bit of Premier League football, when you go on holiday, actually, that new thing out on Netflix, it's out first in America. Maybe let me just change my country, nip over to America, and watch it there. No strings attached.
This sounds pretty bad, but I always like to use VPNs for reality shows when I'm away.
Yeah.
I did. I was in England for a lot of the time whilst I was sunbathing in Spain, watching Love Island.
You were in Spain, but your laptop was in England.
It was indeed.
Love Island. It's beautiful.
The Sloppy Joes have got an incredible offer for you. A coffee priced offer. You know what I mean? And we love our coffee.
Oh, God.
Do we? Do we? We have got 81% off for you sloppers and up to 3 months free if you want to join with Surfshark. All you got to do is look at this.
Ooh.
A little website for you to visit.
Beautiful.
It is. Let me get this right. Surfshark.deals/sloppy. And also, Joe, how amazing is that offer? But there is no risk in trying Surfshark. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. 30 days is one more than 29.
That's unbelievable. That's February on a good year. And you get longer than that?
You're
joking, man.
This is what you need to know. Surfshark are amazing new sponsors, and we've got a deal for you, sloppers. So go and make the most of it now. The link is in the description. And our code is what, Joe?
Surfshark.deals/sloppy.
Why are you feeling with Galway, by the way? What was that? What are you talking about?
One of the most ill-planned trips of all time.
It wasn't ill-planned.
So 3 weeks ago, Joe said, I'm away till Wednesday in a group chat.
I put a calendar in and I said, I can't record these days. That is the most any of us have ever gone to in terms of animating when you're away.
False. Anyway.
No! Don't false
enough,
me.
Fair enough. You
Ethan,
did say. No,
did
no,
I put
fair
a
enough.
Calendar
fair
in?
No, I'm going to admit it. You said you're away for these days. You said you're back Wednesday. I'm away till Wednesday. So I didn't know whether.
I said I can't do recording.
That's okay. That's fine.
The fucking calendar.
I'm not going to argue with that. But in the meantime, you didn't plan who was going to do the jobs that you normally do on the days you're away, which was the issue, wasn't it?
No, do you know what my issue was?
Uploading the audio for the podcast.
Uploading the audio for the people who missed it. I was stood in a bar, and this is God's honest truth,
yeah,
at 2 a.m. It's called the Skeff in Galway,
yeah,
and I uploaded the audio. But here's what I did. To save battery, I went straight to airplane mode.
Yeah.
So the audio was stuck on 16%. Then you're all kicking off going, you didn't do it. I was like, of course I did it.
Right.
And then I landed on the page, and I saw my mistakes.
So it was.
And I apologized, and I re-uploaded it there.
That's
and
fair
then.
Enough.
I'm sorry about that.
Now, my favourite thing is, this is God's honest truth, as though the idea of being so drunk that you didn't realise that putting your phone in airplane mode would stop internet.
Oh, awful. I'm so pissed.
But that's what I'm saying. That's your choice. You made a decision which made you then fuck up the audio upload, and you're acting as though,
yeah, but
you know what?
I was away.
We all find that. Yeah, that's okay, but you could have said to me or Ethan, can you upload that, folks? Anyway, the crisis is averted. And the great thing is, Not we're not mad at you. Me and Ethan. Ethan, are you mad? You're not mad at you.
Oh, no, no.
Ethan's not mad at all. But here's the great thing. What? We now each have one in the bank next time we make a mistake, because you like pointing the finger more than we do.
I'm sure.
Because last time when we had to upload the audio at 10 a.m., you went, I tell you what, people love listening to that audio on the way to work. Really sticking the knife in. So we've got one to hold over your head
right,
now.
True.
We've got a mistake in the bank.
And I tell you this. You'll use that very quickly on YouTube.
No.
We'll be back to equal measurements in about 2.5 weeks.
I don't mind that.
You say we've got a mistake in the bank. I guess this is the only kind of bank we've got now as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have an update on the business account. It is official. Monzo have cancelled our account. So, which is ace. And so then, no problem, we signed up for a Starling account, and that was rejected. So we are in financial limbo, baby.
And do you know what's worse? We've got to submit some accounts soon in May. Anyway, we'll get to that later.
It's all above board.
Galway. Let me tell you about Galway. What a place.
Although
I arrived back with not many, like, funny tales. We just had a really nice time. Galway's great fun. Yeah. No one shit themselves.
I've heard it's.
No one like, you know, doing anything awful. It was just good boozing.
Yeah.
What have you heard?
I've heard a rumor that it's the place that Dublin could have been.
I think it may be the place Dublin was once, and now Dublin is a bit too, you know, gentrified, and there's not much
touristy.
Too spread out and touristy. Galway is like a little mini. Like everything's 2 minute walk away.
I love that.
We went to get in a taxi, and the taxi driver practically told us to fuck off because he went, I can see your hotel. We're like, oh my God, it's there. We just, when we were drunk, we didn't realise how close we were to everything. I'll also tell you this.
And also, you were in aeroplane mode, so you couldn't use the maps on your phone.
No, I couldn't. Well, exactly. Pubs are full all the time. Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
And these aren't full by tourists, by the way. These are full by the locals.
And you, who's a tourist.
And us, yeah. I had a great time though. Yeah. It was called Rag Week in Ireland. Oof. I don't know.
I don't think meant to say menstrual cycle, aren't you?
No, you can't say that.
That's old
Rag
fashioned.
Week.
That's very old fashioned.
Very old fashioned.
Sexist.
Where I think it's like freshers for them, but like halfway through the year. Very, very odd to get my head around.
Sessions more like knowing them. Hey?
Sunday was brilliant, but let me tell you this. Trips didn't start off great.
Right.
We're in the airport.
Which airport?
Manchester.
UK?
It's foggy.
Oh.
Do you see the fog on Sunday?
Oh, did I see it? Couldn't fucking see what else. That's fog doing its job, man.
Right, so it's foggy, right? We sat there in the airport at 7 a.m. Flight's supposed to go at 9.
Mm.
We're 2 pints in. That's normally my standard.
Mm-hmm.
2 pints at the airport. You're a bit merry. You get on the plane. You have one that keeps you going there, and then you sort of land and you're jolly.
Yeah.
The flight keeps getting pushed back and back.
No, I'm not having this.
I hit my fifth pint in the airport.
Oh no.
That's
a lot to be have pre-flight.
And then they go, right, actually, we'll get you on the plane. Stuff's moving. We get excited. Although we have missed our connecting train to Galway already, so we're a bit annoyed by that. We might have to spend some more money. Get on the plane, right? Everyone's shut in. They shut the doors. Boom. As soon as the doors shut, pilot's on.
Yeah.
It's 9:45, by the way. Pilot's on. Got a bit of bad news here, folks. I don't think we're going to be moving till 12:30.
Oh, no.
2 hours and 45 minutes sat with nothing being sold.
No,
a bit of water,
that's
it. No, nothing being sold.
Oh,
you just
God.
Sat there. And by an hour in, I'm hungover.
Hangover's kicking in.
I'm like, I'm full.
That would ruin my entire week, that.
It really nearly pushed us over the edge.
Oh, God.
But we got off there. We tried to give ourselves a little pep talk. Can I just say,
before we can, I don't agree that a plane shouldn't take off because of fog. Because planes aren't using, like, the front window for vision really anyway, are they? Do you know when you're, like, up 38,000 feet in the air, if you look forward, all you see is blue.
Yeah, I thought that.
It's not like, oh, shit, it's that bit of blue. We should need to turn left.
I thought that.
It's all fucking radars and Doppler and that anyway.
I thought that.
Not, like, sure, just go. Just, like, scan in front like you can, obviously, because you do it all the time. Yeah. If there's nothing in the fog, fucking self, it's only a cloud. You fly through them all the time.
I know. I did think that. I thought about saying I've had a stern word at one point with the pilot. Yeah. But I don't think he would
then
appreciate
your arm
that.
Fucking ragged up your back before you knew what was going on.
But, no, go. I really recommend Galway. It's phenomenal.
Lizzie says it's one of her favourite places in the world.
Yeah. Lizzie said lots of good museums and restaurant recommendations. Mm. We didn't see one of them.
Did you not?
We did 15 pints on the Sunday. Christ. No, on the Monday.
Is this the day you got there?
And we did...
Wait, is that the day you got there?
No, the day we got there, we did, I think, more.
More than 15?
Technically, over the day.
Over the day, yeah.
Five, three on the train, and then cracked on. So over the day, yeah, we fucked it. Monday...
Who went, sorry?
Me, Andy, who's head the ball. His cousin Sean, he's an head of the ball, and Alfie, who's just a normal lad who's sound.
Who really shouldn't be hanging out with you lot, should he, Alfie?
Yeah, nah. He went to bed on the Monday when we were drinking. Like, this is the heaviest day. At 7 o'clock, he just called it a day.
7 o'clock
p.m.
Oh,
he
wow.
said he can't drink like this anymore. Went to bed.
He got a flight home. Didn't he?
He didn't. But go away. You were brilliant. Really? I loved it. I can't wait to go back and explore different little parts of the. Of Ireland now.
What
Cork, Mayo, Kildare, Belfast.
Yep.
Yep.
The whole
crack on, but we drank a lot.
Mass.
I'm feeling it.
What?
Feeling it.
He's feeling rough.
Yeah.
Is it taking its toll physically or mentally on you?
Oh, there was a point mentally on the train where the train pulled into a station in the middle of nowhere. And I was a bit down, doom and gloom. I needed to get all sorts out of my body. And it was a beautiful surrounding of where we were. I don't know what station it was, but it was gorgeous in the middle of Ireland. And I just thought to myself, this isn't right, this. You know what I'm doing to myself? I might just go live in a field. And there was a split second where you could hear, do you know the noise that the... I nearly bolted.
Just squeezed it out.
I nearly bolted.
Really?
Left my life behind me. No one would have been able to know where I am, apart from people who got me on Find My Friends, but I would have turned that off quick.
Yeah, you're not an idiot.
Would have left. Would have gone.
I think that would
stuck to it, though, and then we did 10 pints on the on the Tuesday.
That's amazing. It sounds like a great trip, that.
Oh, brilliant.
I've never been to Galway.
You would love it. You would love it. So then I had to have the tricky situation of waking up on Wednesday and having to pull Valentine's Day out of my arse.
Right. I mean, let's be honest, that wasn't the only thing falling out of your arse that morning, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Presumably. So where's Becky in all this?
She's at home. Going about midday.
What?
Oh, Domino's is here.
Sorry, we've got a text.
Go on.
But Becky was calling me.
That's just a little nip towards the 9 out of 10 club there. Ethan, have you ever been to Galway?
Joe, I've never been to Ireland.
Have you not?
No.
We talk about Joe goes to Ireland, what, 5 times a year?
Well...
I'm surprised we've never mentioned this.
Well, you see, with Manisha's visa and stuff, we can't really travel around as much as I don't want to say the term normal people.
No, that's incredibly racist, so you can say that.
I would say the term the majority of others of this nation.
That's so much of a less difficult way of saying, actually, wait, what do you say?
Because
probably.
You can't say the British public, can we?
Why?
Because you're not British.
Yeah, exactly. So compared to someone who's British, she finds it a lot more difficult to travel to and from Britain once she's got here.
Yes.
Which is shit, that, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Bad government.
But also, let's be honest, how long have you been with Manish for? 2 years? You've had a long time before that you could have gone to Ireland.
Well, we're coming to the realisation now that could be the next destination. Albania was offered to me the other day.
Albania?
Didn't really... jump out at me too much. I thought, since we've never actually done a trip at all, Dublin could be the next thing to go. And I must say, I love a pint of Guinness.
There you go.
How was that padding, everyone? Was it going?
It wasn't padding. We got into the absolute depths and the bog that is, Ethan's relationship with his partner.
Oh, how was Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen her yet as of recording, as of when this is going out.
Fucking hell.
But I will on the Friday, which was a few days ago. So I have seen her.
You're going to smooch your bloody chops off.
Oof.
Is Valentine's Day... we need to come back to your Valentine's Day, by the way.
Why?
But before that, is Valentine's Day a thing in India? Does that exist?
Oh, yes.
Does it?
It's universal, Joe.
Is it? And is it on the same day and everything?
Yes.
No, hold on. So you've got away with Christmas because they don't celebrate in India. They celebrate Valentine's Day, though.
Yeah.
So did you send her flowers,
cards? You think you'd make a special effort because obviously... Manisha, whilst she doesn't celebrate Christmas, she's in a country that does, and she's obviously seen on social media, and she's seen all of her friends doing these great things for Christmas, seeing their partners, and she's thinking, I know I don't celebrate it, but I would be thinking, but it still would have been nice to see him.
Yeah.
But she didn't. So probably to make up for that, you've gone double bold with the Valentine's Day stuff.
Well, it's funny you say that, Drew, because usually when these things happen, I've done the opposite to what you've said. And that's the exact same case again.
The real bait and switch there.
You thought
he'd helped it out.
But listen, I'll see her on Friday. I've already seen her on Friday.
Yeah, we get it. We recorded a couple of days before Friday, It's Thursday.
I'll grab a plant.
You grab what?
A plant.
Grab her what?
Grab the bush.
Flange.
Oh, bloody hell.
What did he say?
Grab a bush.
Grab her bush.
I wouldn't.
Get her manscaped.
Yeah. All fine there. all is well. I will buy a flower of sorts. A more long term stamina.
A more long term flower.
Yeah.
Get her a conifer or something like that. Something that doesn't drop its trees in winter.
Plants are done.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
What?
Plants are done.
It's the end.
You never got into plants.
Yeah, because they're just fucking.
Oh, yeah, it's got some plants, I think, true.
They're so needy. So needy plants. They die like that. Fuck them. Grow up a tree or something. Anyway, yeah,
which is
why
a plant,
did
obviously.
I got. I obviously knew I was away most of Wednesday, so what's that? Big bouquet of flowers landed at 11 o'clock.
Who's Big Bouquet?
Big Bouquet is a mate of mine's nickname.
Irish fella, funnily enough.
Came with one rose. And then I cooked. Doesn't eat meat, and I find this in a couple of people I know, loves black pudding.
Oh,
right. So she does eat meat then.
You'd think so. So he's not another mate of mine. So I bought two. What are you laughing at?
Not two full black puddings.
One black pudding, one white pudding.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And what I did was
I know what you did. Blindfolder.
No.
There's a black pudding and white pudding, and you're stood in the middle.
Yeah.
And she has to guess which one's which.
Yeah.
By the smell, it's not lewd.
Oh, God.
Awful. So what we did was I got home and cooked with the white pudding some... What do you mean?
This is fucking shit.
What do you want me to do?
You just cooked her a black pudding and a white pudding.
Excuse me? What do you mean? I'm cooking a meal. And then I went to the fishmongers and bought some fresh sea bass.
Oof.
And some scallops.
Right, actually,
and then in the night, we had like a little posh fish and chip dish where some fresh sea bass and I cooked her. But when I got home, I was hungover. Go on, see this. You'd love this. Have a little bit of this. There's a fresh sea bass with a rocket tomato and basil salad, fresh olive oil. And they are little crispy potato bits chop up and you air fry them.
Put that in. That actually looks fantastic.
It was stunning.
And that's a good quality.
And a bouquet
as well.
Of flowers.
Honestly, good meal. That looks lovely. Fair enough, it isn't shit. I take that back. But I would never get away with not being there, coming home from a lad's holiday on Valentine's Day. I'm surprised she wasn't pissed off at that.
You're
not
under
that.
The form already, and you're only like a year and a bit in.
Yeah.
Get yourself out of that form. It's weighing you down.
What do you have
man?
To do that?
Push yourself up and go, I'm strong.
What? I'm strong.
I'm going to go away.
Disrespect. Your relationship.
It's not disrespecting, is it? When your best mate's birthday is on the 13th of Feb. Okay. Which it is Andy's is on the 13th.
And it's always going to be like that.
Oh my God, there's another day. So I had my best mate's birthday, pancake day, Valentine's Day, Galway trip. Oh my God, it's planned for that. But yeah, wonderful couple of weeks. Wonderful last week.
My Valentine's Day was lovely.
Yeah.
Chilling masala on Edgeley High Street.
Chilling masala. Yeah. Oh, make where sure should we take my loved one to a place I get heavy discount?
Heavy
discount is not another friend of mine. How romantic of Mr. Joe to take her a 5-minute walk away from the gaff, a place where you bring your own booze, and they give you the rose, which they do, don't they?
What present did you get?
I got a big bouquet of flowers.
Oh, flowers, does that count, does it?
Yeah, what did you get?
Okay, right.
What did you get? Flowers?
No.
What did you get?
Five plates.
What do you mean, five plates?
Just got some new plates for the cupboard and that.
New
really
plates.
Lovely.
So you got someone for yourself, haven't you?
No, she's using them.
When it's dinner time, you're going to get served yours on the fucking table.
Very good question.
So
you're telling me you don't get to look at and smell the beautiful scent that comes off those flowers, do you? Or are they under her fucking eyelids, them
you
flowers?
You just bought yourself some plates.
You bought yourself some flowers, mate.
I'm not asked about the flowers.
Oh, right. I'm not asked about the plates.
Oh, yeah. Don't eat off of them.
I won't. Don't look or be near those flowers or smell their beautiful, beautiful pungent scent.
I can't be asked with the flowers.
Right.
So you bought us some plates. Great.
So we went out for an Indian restaurant.
You went out for an Indian. You bought one, did you?
No, we went out for an Indian.
When's it opening?
Out for an Indian meal. It's already open. Beautiful.
You're good in there.
8 poppadoms.
Nah.
A lamb chop curry. A garlic naan.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. It's a curry. Well, I mean, I've already done that. It's a curry with lamb choppy in it.
That sounds incredible.
8 poppadoms, lamb chop curry, garlic naan. We all know the rules. But again, it's a fantastic place where they treat you. And they recognise us from the channel, me from the channel.
Yeah.
But even the people who they don't, they treat like fucking 100%. Kings. The amount, do you want more napkins?
What's the
do
napkin
more
thing about, though? Because I've got to say this, for anyone who's never been there.
Right.
Every 2 minutes, you are asked, do you want another napkin?
Yeah.
Or are you okay with your napkins?
Yes.
Have they?
Got a job.
My theory
napkins.
Is, during lockdown, they bought way too many. Do you know when everyone's stockpiling stuff?
PPE, innit?
Yeah.
There's toilet roll shortage.
Toilet roll shortage. Everyone's got, what can get toilet roll? Napkins. And now they've got too many, they just need to give them away.
I think that's a possibility. But what I think as well is, especially for my dish, I'm eating a lamb chop with my hands, but it's in a curry sauce.
Yeah.
So I'm going through napkins at a rate of knots. I reckon, depending on what you order, they come around with more or less napkins,
depending on how
finger heavy it is.
So,
but it was delicious. Had some barges as well. Brought your own booze, which is fantastic. Which meant that the whole thing wasn't expensive at all.
Yeah.
And you can drink what you want rather than having to drink only the drinks on offer at any given restaurant. So I loved that. Then at the end, open your mouth, sir.
The Sambuca.
Okay. You've seen the video, have you?
Yeah, I saw it on
the thing. Oh, I saw the video, mate. Yeah, just a little bit of Sambuca. Pop that in. And then out we go into the
I
night.
Still think we should do the idea where we take over that entire restaurant.
Shout out to
night.
Abdul.
You know, put it in the description below if you'd be up for us lot taking over the entire restaurant.
And what do we do? Night. Are we working in the in the back?
No, it's in like we just eat there. And we have a party. Maybe do a bit of bingo. I'll have a DJ on.
This is a little
Papa
bit
Dom's Frank's. Bring your own booze.
It's a bit Frank Sinatra Vegas in the 50s, this, isn't it?
Why, would you do a song or two?
Yeah, I think we could do a little turn. And also, it's vaguely sort of gangstery. We just take over the whole restaurant and we're just,
Well, because they got a deal on midweek, innit?
Yeah.
Actually, they got a fucking deal on midweek. It's it 20 quid for a starter and a main course?
So you get, it's 20 quid, but you get Papa Dom, starter, main course, side, dessert. Do 5 you know items for
wow.
But I couldn't do that because you don't get 8 poppadoms included with that, do you?
No.
So I had to go my own way. But the mango chutney was refilled like that.
And so you got 5 plates. What did you get in return?
What?
Did you get anything in
return? Oh yeah, she got me a bell. Huh? A new bell.
What's going on here? What do you mean?
It's a Guinness, you'll like it actually. It's from
the
signs
front door?
From Guinness from pubs.
Yeah.
No, it's for downstairs. I put it in the basement. And basically,
My question is,
what?
You said you got a new bell. Did you have an old bell?
No, this is old technically.
So,
it's from, out of an old pub when they like knock them down and that. So it's like a Guinness bell.
Nice.
Like they have it on the bar or something. It's just part of the little downstairs sort of area.
When are you going to ring that?
I ring it all the time when I want snacks, chips, drinks, ding, 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 ding. When you need something,
that's
you
mad. Just ring. It's like a last orders bell at a boozer.
Yeah, it's a last orders Guinness bell.
I DJed on Friday night, which was a good experience.
Where?
I did two gigs.
Two gigs? Two gigs. One night?
Yeah. Well, I said I was to do one gig, which I thought was a charity gig. Turns out I was swindled. But
why?
It wasn't a charity gig, it was just a normal gig. So I lowered my price, but fair play. He had me over. Not next time.
Still charging for a charity gig though, eh?
Yeah, I get I think it's 16 gigs for like £30 a month.
For the audio listeners. He's holding up his phone.
It's really good that. Also probably somewhere in the region of 500 times more expensive than any genuine plan for extra data.
I don't actually pay my phone bill because
Manisha pays it for your birthday.
No. I get my mum to do it.
God bless.
That's nice. But my first gig was a bit of a disaster.
Oh, no.
And at one point I was just going to leave.
What?
There was a... Well, my equipment's not match fit because I don't often DJ.
Is he talking about the penis now?
Nah. That's fit. That's can do. I can do a whole season plus pre-season. So my equipment's
and
not very much
in the
fit.
Summer?
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it. So I had to speak to a guy called Sean who listens to the pod, loves the show, and he's a DJ. He works hard.
Sean the DJ.
And throughout this whole week building up to the gig, I had my equipment all ready, and I was going to have to take it in like a little mini suitcase because there's quite a lot of it. But then I bought this one little device which I thought was going to help me just be what I'd call lazy. And take this little device and leave my mixer, my big mixer, to one side, and that would help me just be able to carry everything in my little backpack, and I'll be on my way. Mm. Needless to say, I needed the mixer, and I ended up, because they sort of planned everything for me to have a mixer in this brew dog.
On
a brew dog.
Wow, big corporate gig.
But
they said it was a charity gig.
No, the one after said it was a charity gig.
Okay.
And then this BrewDog one came up, so I said, yeah, I'm in town already. Anyway, I ended up having to move my equipment because it didn't work where the normal stage was. I had to go next to people who were playing ping pong. Mm. And let's just say I gave people some final warnings about how bad they are at the game of ping pong. I was trying to, get my tunes going. Bang, smack in the face. I went, who was that? I was losing my mind at this point because I was stressed to the fuck. See, be better, like that, be better. I was shouting at them, giving them instructions on how to work ping pong. Move more.
Yeah, use your feet, for God's sake. It's not just in the arm.
And then some people just tried to hit me for fun, I think.
So they were peppering you with ping pong balls.
I was getting bullied for 2 hours in
BrewDog. Do you wish you'd brought your little mixer?
I wish you do. So BrewDog, if you're watching, hire me again. The tunes were good. They said, love the tunes.
But just the fact that it was sort of interrupted by you going, fuck it, one more time. I'll serve up some fucking pain, let alone that bag of shit backspin bastard that you've just hit me with.
Yeah, and then one song I played was completely in reverse. Who did that? It was like a prank. I only clocked 30 seconds in. Fucking hell.
Do you know what I did once? Sorry to digress slightly. I once, when I was at uni, got asked by FC United of Manchester, the football club, to record their full match for them. And I recorded the full thing in slow motion. They were fuming.
How long was that video?
Honestly, it was hours. I was really confused. But yeah, I thought I left the camera on or something.
Imagine
it was
that.
All
you just go on YouTube to watch the highlights. 60 hours.
60 hours.
That's not right.
Are you hungry?
Oh, just a bit, boy.
I know I am because the smell of the room, it is. What are you doing there?
Huh?
What are you doing? Cut your jaw. What's that?
What?
What is that?
Just a little amuse bouche.
Why is it dribbling? What is it?
Oh.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh.
Lychee.
A lychee?
Never had one.
Yeah. Nah, don't like him.
Never had one.
I have had a lychee. Don't accuse me of not having a lychee.
You just asked me what it is.
It looked like a strawberry.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a strawberry.
When you peel a strawberry and there's a big white block inside. Anyway.
So what we're going to do today is I was spotted on my TikTok that one of the big pizza chain boys have released a brand new menu. And we've not had a pizza from this place in a while. I think it was the Meat Feast that I think actually got in.
Somehow, the Meat Feast from Domino's ended up in the 9 out of 10 club. One thing that, theoretically, I can't believe happened, but in the moment, it was right.
So we have got three new menu items from Domino's to try. The dessert will be for later, and I'll keep that as a surprise.
It's part of their Easter range, isn't it?
It is. But guess what they've gone down of? They've gone down the world of pasta dishes being on pizza.
What?
No. So the first dish we're going to try is a lasagna pizza. Straight away, Joe, look at that pizza. Yes. I don't know what's lasagna about it. Ethan, come over here, mate.
I don't know what's lasagna about it.
It's got like minced meat on it.
Yeah, I guess that.
A bechamel sauce.
Tomato.
Have a slice of that.
I think the base is a bechamel, isn't it?
The base is a bechamel.
There doesn't seem
tomato.
To be a tomato in there. So that's where your lasagna's coming in.
We'll Ethan
take
James.
Separately. So I'll go first.
Yeah,
if you want to keep talking about it.
Greedy boy goes first, because he does. Let me have a look at it. The crust is still the same. I thought there might be something hidden in the crust. That's a bit of a disappointment. Domino's pizza, mate. Can look like a work of art, but I did see someone on social media saying, as soon as you take that final bite, there is nothing in your soul apart from regret. But do sponsor the pod. I'm going to go in.
So there is a bechamel / cheesy sauce there. There's no tomato sauce, which
I said,
I love tomato sauce. I love the tomato sauce on pizza. Yeah. It's crucial for me.
What I don't really like sometimes is when chain restaurants, essentially what they do is they take ingredients they already have and just create a different sort of layout to it.
Remaster it.
And then call it, we've got a brand new pizza. I don't know if I'm feeling this. I've got to be honest with you. Ethan?
Well, it works. I mean, lasagna on a... I love lasagna. And pizza as well is a great food. And they've put them together here.
Yeah, you're joking.
I don't know how you
is it a 9 out of 10?
I'd say... No, but it works. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
But it doesn't taste much like lasagna for me.
No. It's not lasagna enough.
No.
And to me... And obviously lasagna does have bechamel... But quite crucially, lasagna has a tomato ragu as well.
Yeah.
And this is lacking that completely. It's okay. I would never order it again. Absolutely not 9 out of 10. I'm going to give that a 5 out of 10. Bang average. What you say?
5 out of 10 for me as well, unfortunately, Domino's. Now we move on to the carbonara pizza. Italians don't get mad. It's got mushrooms on it. And I know they don't like that.
Ooh.
But this is carbonara on a pizza. Come on, what are you saying fuck off for?
Ooh.
Go on for
carbonara.
It.
So again, and again, there is no tomato base to this. It is.
No.
I'll be honest, it smells like carbonara.
That one's fucking well, man.
I got wait. So it's bacon or ham. I think it's bacon with mushroom, and I guess like a cheesy sauce. It smells. Smell that. It smells exactly like carbonara.
It does smell like a sort of supermarket carbonara you stick in the microwave for 2 minutes. That one tastes more like a carbonara than the other one tastes like lasagna. The other one didn't taste like
completely
lasagna.
Completely agree.
And I'm kind of enjoying it a little bit, but... Is it? Yeah, I don't know. It tastes like... When you get the pasta dish and you stick it in the microwave, the carbonara there, which is creamy. By the way, I was a bit hungover in Dublin. I had what they called an Irish carbonara. The Italians would have fucking lost their shit.
What is it? Usually, and this is probably a racist or offensive thing, when something's dubbed Irish, it just means it's got a shot of whiskey in it. No. Presumably that wasn't the case.
No, they had like a Guinness stout sauce. No, they didn't. It was cream chicken, and then every vegetable you can think of. Broccoli, peas, peppers.
That sounds shit.
Red peppers. You know what I mean? Right.
This tastes like something I would have made at uni, where all we've got in is a naan bread and a carbonara microwave meal. So let's just cook them both and put one on the other. It's quite tasty.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by the fact that it tastes like a carbonara, even though in a real carbonara there's like 5 ingredients, so it's not hard to replicate.
Yeah.
But it's not a good pizza for me.
No.
It's better than the other one. Certainly a more faithful rendition of the origin meal. But as a food, it's not that nice, is it?
No.
It's a shit carbonara on a Domino's base.
Ethan, what are you saying?
Well, obviously, Carbonara is one of the shit pastas. And I must say, though, on a pizza, ham and mushroom is very common. So is it that outrageous? The difference here is obviously they've got that bit of creamy sauce on. And again, it's not the finest of creamy sauces. And it gives me that, like you've said, maybe student or whacked in the microwave kind of feel to it. But I'm starving, and am I going to eat a little bit more after we stop recording? Probably.
There's nothing that says student ideas more. By the way, that's not in, is it? It's not in, is it?
No, it's slightly better than the other one. 6 out of 10.
Seven out of 10.
No, no, it's worse. It's a 4.
Sure. It's worse than lasagna.
I love lasagna.
This is definitely a student invention. I'll tell you what this invention is that we're going to try next.
Okay.
It is, during lockdown, everyone became a baker. Oh, kind of invention. And this is the Domino's new cookies with a whole entire cream egg inside of it.
No
way. And I should be... Oh, my God. Go on me. Look, you can see the entire
cream. Oh, my God.
Oh, you dirty bastards.
You filthy pig.
Right, who wants this? Come egg. For it.
Come here.
Have that. Ethan.
The whole, so, basically, the whole centre is molten.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of the most indulgent things, because usually, and I respect them for this, they're normally when it's like, oh, we've got the new cream egg McFlurry, or da da da, it's like almost the whole thing that it used to be, with it like little bits of chopped up cream egg in it.
Yeah.
This is a full cream egg stuffed into the dough of the cookie.
You're paying for a full cream egg, by the way. It was £7 for two. For a sweet tooth, that's delicious.
Fucking hell.
That is.
Oh my God.
That is very good. Ethan, take a bite of that. Big bite. I want to see you.
Well,
see you.
I've got it here. Oh, God, it's a messy God. Fucker.
Make sure you get some of the egg in there, yeah?
Oh, I'm sure there's egg in there.
That is absolutely fantastic.
What are you saying? What?
Oh, it stings me teeth. Oh.
Sting me teeth.
Oh, do you know when you have a sweet tooth and you get a sweet tooth.
What?
Do you ever get a sweet tooth?
And you have a sweet tooth.
Aye. Oh, that hurts.
Ethan, is that in the 9 out of 10 club?
Listen, I like the cookie. I feel that this is a good type of cookie. A cookie with filling. I'm a fan of a cookie with filling, I think, now. But this is just a bit much, isn't it? It's all calm, my tits.
Nah, to be fair, I would put that in the 9 out of 10 club.
I'm not into that sort of stuff, but if I was in the mood for a cookie, I will think about that again. Yeah. I think that's 9 out of 10. That's fantastic. That's definitely worth trying. Like we said with the hot milkshakes from Costa, pass on it, but if you're getting a Domino's anyway, definitely chuck the cookies in, even though they're a bit expensive. Absolutely delicious. 9 out of 10 for me.
They're worth trying.
Dessert.
Yeah. What are you saying, Ethan?
I said it's worth trying.
Yeah,
definitely. I don't think the other two are worth trying, do you?
No.
Maybe the carbonara just for the
carbonara.
If you love carbonara.
Well, there's only one.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Right, everyone. Thank you very much for watching. Do us a favour. Subscribe to the Sloppy Joes. We've got some new looks on the way. We're very, very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. Guests coming up as well. So just thank you very much for watching and just keep being sloppy.
Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yes. Thank you for watching, everyone. We'll see you again.
Oh, what was that? We'll see you again.